We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And first off, Coach, congratulations on the victory over Southern Cloud last week, 48-0, the final score. As you look back at Friday's game, what is it that stands out about your team's play?
Offensively, I thought we executed real well. We definitely stuck on blocks. We made the right reads in the passing game. Defensively, we flew around. We missed a ton of tackles. That's an issue that we were working on all week this week. But in the end, they didn't score, and we scored a lot, so can't be too upset.
As you look with your team and work with your team through the first three games, you've only given up 6 points defensively. Has it been a case of the final results are what count, but sometimes it's how you play the game and how you played in the game?
Yeah, I mean, some of that is you know, we've been lucky enough to play competition early on that you know, we I'd say are a little bit better than, but in the end, yeah, we've played hard in every game, and we've really stuck to trying to make sure that, you know, no points get on the board, and that's really a point of pride for my kids right now.
So on the defensive side, who's been playing well for you?
Well, it's been pretty much a whole team thing, you know. Coy Myers is flying over all over the place. He's super aggressive, and he's probably one of our best hitters, you know. And we usually get two or three kids to the ball, but, you know, like Ben Meehan, our middle linebacker, has been flying to the ball as well. Brantley Peterson, he's been, you know, if he's not at the ball, he's in coverage intercepting passes. And, you know, we've got our touchdown saver and Brady Wallace that, you know, he's been really doing a good job at safety, trying to keep the ball in front of him in the passing game.
We're visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner. And this Friday night, you get to take on Lost Springs. They're 2-1 on the season. Is this going to be a bigger challenge for your ball club?
Oh, definitely. They probably have the most speed we've seen so far this year. They've got their running back is a pretty special player. I mean, he's a little guy, but, you know, he's still going to probably be the fastest kid we've played against, and he's definitely got some wiggle. You know, they've got a good. Their head coach, Coach Steiner, is always going to have them ready to play. They're always going to be tough. They're always going to be as physical as they can be. And I expect us to have to work really, really hard tomorrow night to be able to come away with a win.
Is this a test that your ball club needs right now?
Definitely. Sometimes, you know, when you're going through the season and you're winning like we have been, you know, kids get a little bit complacent. And I'm really glad we got this game here, because, you know, hopefully these kids can see, you know, as we go forward, that these tough games will help us as we get farther on down the season and hopefully into the playoffs.
Coach Forenza, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck tomorrow night against Lost Springs, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Hey, thank you very much, sir, and thank you for everything you do.
That's Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas on KVOE Live and Local.